Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Baby, we are back, and it's
been a minute
since we've had a guest.
A regular, degular episode.
Just us shooting the shit with icon, legend, and, supermodel, Macy Rodman!
This is a super fun episode. It really is just chitty-chatty. I could talk to Macy for hours.
Truly.
You know what?
What?
Maybe we should replace you with Macy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Spiraling.
That's dark. All right. Enjoy this episode.
And if you know any Alaska facts, write in.
Write in, because we don't know anything about Alaska, except for that Frankie Doo
the
moves
state.
There.
We're talking about the state.
Yeah. No, we know enough about Alaska Thunderfuck. She wrote a book. 2 books.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
1 book. That's a peace
sign. 1 book, peace sign.
Enjoy the show.
Forever.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva. Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Are you ready for some sloppy seconds, you stupid little fuck? You nasty little fucks. I'm Big Dipper, and that's Meatball. Welcome back to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball.
I feel like we haven't done that intro in so long.
Been too long.
It's been too spooky for too long. All we've been doing is
talking about Dracula. Oh, God. Renewed for season 5. I will be auditioning. What if?
Yes.
What if?
That's exciting.
I'm actually offer only, so...
Well, you won't be getting that offer. Let's introduce our guest. Because, listen, today we have a recording artist, songwriter, comedian, model, icon, legend, the one and only,
Macy Rodman!
Ow,
hi, Macy.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm so good. It's like... eerily balmy in New York right now.
I was gonna ask, how was your, because I'm still, even though I feel like I've lived in LA now, I guess it's been 5 or 6 years at this point. I born and raised in Chicago, so still having like it be mid-December and no snow on the ground and no winter is still sort of mind-boggling to me. So what's New York, what's the vibe in New York?
Yeah, is it covered in snow yet?
No, we've had one snowy day, and then it keeps just like rapidly like going between like is it summer, like 60 degrees, and like it's so cold, like it's really weird.
Global warming.
We
it's
love
giving
this
global
stuff.
Warming
it's giving. No one's been talking about it, but there's a thing called climate change, and I don't know if you're familiar, but we're all gonna
heard
die. Wait, you're originally from Alaska, is this correct?
What?
Yeah, Alaska,
what?
It's like,
what?
I'm from Juneau, and I've gone back in the summer a few times, and it's like scary. That's like where it's like really obvious the global warming, because it's like the glacier used to be like you could like walk out and touch it, and now it's like a mile away.
Oh no.
Whoa.
It's wild. And it's like in the summer we used to get like 180 degree day, and now every time I go up I'm like, let's go to the beach, eat. Like, it's, like, warm.
Yeah. Wait, so how long were you, like, how long did you grow up in Alaska for?
I was born there, and then I moved away when I was 18.
What is there to do? That isn't there nothing in Alaska? I'm sorry, I'm stuck on Alaska.
There's nothing. When I was a kid, there was like nothing. I hated it so much, and then as an adult, I really like it. Like I'm into like hiking and like blah blah blah. Yeah, and the bars are kind of fun and local, you know. Locals.
She's a local girl.
She's a local.
Returns home.
But yeah, exactly. You can have those like we had. I went back with my friend once, and we had a threesome with like a guy who worked at one of the bars. Like, you know, it's like fun to like, go back that. And like stunt on the hometown trade. You know, but
you're like, yes, I'm from here, but I'm giving Brooklyn these days.
Exactly.
God, just the thought of Alaska feels so, I mean, obviously it is far away. What a weird, sorry to be weird, but what a weird thing for this country to be like, yeah, that state's ours as well.
Welcome to Alaska Talk.
Oh, this is Alaska Talk.
Welcome to Alaska Talk.
Yeah, how do you claim a state so far away? I guess.
Well, yeah, there's Alaska. Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico,
just like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll take all these places that like, yeah, exactly. That like we people are living there, but you know, we think they're unclaimed. So we'll just add them all to cart, you know?
Add them all to cart. It does just seem weird. It seems like such a, I guess I just don't know my like, you know, US history when it comes to Alaska. Like why is that a state and not part of Canada?
And now you're going to get a million answers from our listeners. They're like, Dipper, yeah, you fucking moron.
I mean, obviously I knew when I lived there, but it was part of some treaty, I think, with like Canada also. Or I don't, people got up there because of the gold rush. And then they were like, this is why we want this, is because there's gold here, et cetera. And then eventually oil and, you know. A lot of natural resource.
Let's hard pivot to something we all know something about. Lady Gaga. Wait, what were you saying before?
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to switch over to gigs in Brooklyn, but Lady Gaga, that has to do with the gigs because you've been doing the Gaga gig.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's been fun. Chiquitita has been doing she's been going through all the Gaga albums.
What are those gigs like? They look like
amazing. Insane.
They're so fun. Cheeky, like, just, like, cast the show. Like, she does, like, basically, like, one person per song. And then just plays the album, like, start to finish. And
so no DJ.
A
just press play.
Basically, yeah, totally. We've done Chromatica, Art Pop, and then Tonight is Born This Way.
Oh, it's Tonight?
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you performing tonight?
Yeah, well, this will be coming out later. So I'm doing Government Hooker and Fashion of His Love.
Oh, I love those songs. Actually, I think I like most of Gaga's songs. Those shows must be so fun. Is it at the Sultan Room or where is it?
No, it's at Come On Everybody.
Oh, okay. That's one of the bars I haven't been to.
I love the title.
It's really cute. They also own this one in like Park Slope called Good Judy.
Yes, I've been seeing a lot of people post about Good Judy. See, now I need to get back to Brooklyn because I feel like the only ones that I knew about were Metropolitan, Macri Park, and what was the other one?
Rosemont. You knew about Rosemont.
I used to black out at Rosemont. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's shifted so much. I mean, after COVID, it's like, it used to be all like one kind of like section that people would perform in and like walk between or whatever. And now it's just like everywhere. It's kind of expanded like the location wise, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Is it nice? Do you get like newer or different people in the audience because it is so far away? Or not so far away, but just a different area.
Yeah. And I think
area.
Because people are used to traveling, it's like we get like just like new regulars who end up coming to all the stuff, which is fun.
Oh. I love a new regular. What is what is Government Hooker about?
Speaking in German,
putting
baby.
Your hands on me, John F. Kennedy. Tease. Very vibe of Watergate, 9/11, etc., you know? I feel like it's just like she was like, cunt, but like the post office / military.
Wait. Can you?
I have
give
no
us,
idea.
You have no idea. You're like, I'm performing it tonight.
That's the
no
one
idea.
That she speaks fake German in, right? Or is that Schlieb?
No, that's Scheisse.
Scheisse. Yeah. Never mind.
That's
yeah.
what those letters spell is Scheisse?
Yeah. It's like shit in German. It's like, oh, Scheisse.
I didn't know. I pronounced it the way Meatball just said, which was
Schlieb.
Schlieb. Oh, yeah, because it has that weird little, like, Schlieb.
I'm curious to know how you feel about Lady Gaga these days, because we're going to talk a little bit about Nymphowars. I would say one of the largest themes on your seasons of Nymphowars was A Star Is Born. Just you talked about it pretty much constantly. Now, yeah. I mean, Gaga has done so much recently. There's the Vegas, you know, the resurgence of the Vegas residency. There's all the makeup lines. There's obviously House of Gucci. And she's like completely in the press these days. I just saw a clip of her where she was talking about why she was credited as Lady Gaga and not as Stephanie Germanotta when she's an
Stop
actor.
That. Wait, what was that? Why?
She was like, I am she's Gaga, like, I am Stephanie, I am all of the above.
She's like, I don't want to give the false impression that I am ashamed of being Lady Gaga because that would be false. Like, it's just like, I don't know what she said.
What really. A psycho, but I love
Is
her.
Is she more
I
of a robot her. Now than she's ever been? How do you feel?
Her brain... deterioration is like something that I think scientists will study for like centuries. I don't know what she's like. I was like, her cultural impact, like trying to compare it to like previous figures. I was like, oh, she's Madonna at the beginning of her career. And then it's like, oh, she's Cher. Oh, she's Liza. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, oh, she's like late stage Elizabeth Taylor. She's yeah. like Gladiator, you know, like who knows where she's going to go next? I don't know.
Can I say, it kind of feels like Adam Driver can't stand her and all the press stuff that they do. Like how he yes. won't touch her. He like just doesn't want. But I also know that he's not a big like press person. He's more about the work of the film. And I yes, feel like method. Lady Gaga kind of spat on his work by being like, I will only speak in an accent. You have to refer to me as this character. Like, method acting. And he's, like, such a yeah. good actor that I feel like they just didn't get along.
And I feel like she's just, like, she wants to, like, give the show of the press tour so much. And he's just like, shut up, stop it. Like,
she's, like, giving know. Us that, like, Elizabeth Taylor tea. Like, I'm going to show up to this movie premiere. I'm going to be done up. I'm going to show up on a boat for whatever. Like, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she also yeah. completely, yeah, she made a whole new, like, vertical inside her makeup line to line up with House of Gucci. So, like, right. she's doing the full package.
And Adam's like, please, I just want an award.
He's like, I just want to be a method actor. Wait, so she...
Did you see Annette? Yeah, go ahead. Adam Driver's movie, Annette?
No.
Baby Annette, the singing baby Annette. It's a musical by the director of Holy Motors, this like art movie. His like follow-up to Holy Motors was this was called Annette, and it's him and Marion Cotillard. And the first scene is like, we are starting. Every song is like narrating what's happening, but like to the point where it's like so simple, it's like parody. They're like, they meet and they're like, we are in love. Like, it's so psychotic. And then they give, I mean, not to, you know, give spoilers. If you want to watch Annette, like, close your ears now.
Skip forward
but,
2 minutes.
But they have a baby and it's a fucking puppet. It's like a doll.
What?
And then, no. but it's alive, and the doll is like becomes like a famous opera singer. Yep, there it is.
Ah! Well, Adam Driver's ears.
Why is his hair so long?
Adam oh, he Driver's. Plays like a shock jock comedian in this musical.
Macy, none of the Crazy. Things you just
Why
strung
you
together into
to
those
us?
Sentences makes any sense.
What the fuck?
It's a fever dream. It's on Amazon right now. Everyone should watch it.
Go watch Annette. Listen, we're gonna take a quick break.
To watch Annette, and we'll be right back.
We'll talk more.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
Now
having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
And we're back. Can I be on one of your songs?
Yes, if you
I've
do that.
I've shown the vocal range.
I do it because I have heard you do it so many times. I try to do it sometimes. I'm like, it's hard. That's
it's
a hard
easy.
One to hit.
It's not easy. But, you know, I make it work. How have you released an album during quarantine? So what was that like? What was the whole process of getting that together? And the music videos are amazing.
Oh, thank you. So I recorded it through 2020, like the bulk of the quarantine, and then started releasing singles from it in 2021. So it was like stuff was a little open,
mm-hmm.
when we were like shooting the videos and putting the songs out and stuff. But yeah, recording the album was great because I was like, I'm getting unemployment. I like don't need to be anywhere. Like, let me just take my sweet ass time on this. And then, yeah, as stuff has like opened up, I've been playing a lot of shows in New York. I really want to like play shows other places, but it's like just starting to open up. I'm doing South by in March.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
So the album.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come to LA after.
Oh, let us know.
The album's called Unbelievable Animals.
Yes.
The videos are great. Did you just do a gig with Man on Man with Roddy and
Yeah. Roddy and Joey.
Yeah. Great. I just saw them in LA on their little tour.
You didn't invite me?
The audience was all bears.
It's so
the audience at the Man on Man show.
So it's so funny.
Did you like that audience?
Oh, of course. I felt it so safe.
And I know Joey listens, so I wanted to say I didn't mean little tour in a diminutive
way.
On your little bag tour.
Whatever you were doing.
They were like Seattle, San Francisco, LA, and then going back to the East Coast.
So it was a short tour.
That's all. Un petit tour.
Yes, thank you. But
more than you're touring, you old
exactly.
Fat bitch.
That's why I wanted to clarify because I know Joey listens. But it was that thing where I walked in and I was like, "Oh, there's a lot of bears in here." And I was like, "These are like the mature, sophisticated art bears, which is very different from the bears who like come to my show and want to be like, yeah, take your clothes off."
Yeah, they're
what
all
audience
they're,
do you think I'm the bringing? Oh, sorry, Macy, you go ahead.
Oh no, go for it.
No.
Do you bring an audience? Just kidding.
And now you're unbooked from Fat Club on December 17th.
You bring a fun, loving audience. You bring an audience of people.
Not as many chubbos as I thought I would bring, but that's.
I think because you refer to them as chubbos. I think your version
what's
of
wrong with that.
I think
they're
your,
chubby.
I think your version of body positivity is tinged with a little bit of self-loathing that
I love my fat tits.
That keeps some of the chubbos at home. That's all I'm saying. I'm giving you some radical honesty here.
Oh, some fearless feedback? Well, I'm not here to take.
Oh, I love fearless feedback. You have a new party in LA, right? At Meatball?
Yes. It's called Fat Slut. And it was originally supposed to be for like gainers and feeders. And then it turned into just the audience is like everybody. So it's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But chubbos, come on out.
We'll feed you. Okay. Let's ask Macy this question. Because you are not a fat person, would you feel offended if Meatball tried to book you to perform at Fat Slut?
No, I would love it.
Because Meatball asked me, was like, can I ask this person? Would you think they'll get offended? Like, just someone in LA that, like, we're gonna maybe ask to book for the party? I'm like, it's a gig. It doesn't mean you're calling them a fat slut.
Well, okay, but see,
I feel like that's a litmus test to be like, are you an asshole? Like, if you get offended by going to a party that's called Fat Slut, you know, they're like, it's like, like, back to you, bitch. Like, shut up.
I will tell you though, when I was booking the Go-Go's, it's easier to just ask them if they're available on that day. And then explain the party after. Because when you say I'm throwing
the
party
Go-Go dancers. I was like, you're booking the Go-Go's?
Yes, I booked the Go-Go.
We got the beat, honey. We got the beat.
Okay. What are gigs like in New York now? I know that you weren't like full-time performing, but it seemed like during the pandemic you kind of came out and started doing more shows, live shows, than you were before.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your audience like?
Yeah.
Oh, what's my audience like? It's like deranged F slurs and
you can say
and like
on this.
Oh good. It's like deranged faggots and like a bunch of trans girls and lesbians. I'm like LGBT.
Journalists from Pitchfork and the New York Times. Because you're like a critical darling, I would say.
Yes. You're like an opera baby.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opera baby Annette of Brooklyn, and it's been really nice.
Annette?
Opera Daily is there all the time. Sydney Opera House News. I feel like it's literally just like deranged people who are like, who like love Azealia Banks, love Nympha Wars, love like a lot of Trixie and Katya fans now that I was on their podcast once.
What is that like?
Well, like almost every show, now I get like a bunch of kids that are like, I heard you on Trixie and Katya. Like, we love you. Like, yeah,
that's
it was
so crazy.
Yeah.
Their impact is so huge.
It's insane. One girl walked downstairs at a gig and she was like in, like, she was like dressed really cool. I don't know if she was like a performer or just like, you know, dressed really like up to the nines. But she just like wandered downstairs. So everyone thought that she like was like friends with people, and everyone was kind of like, who is this? And then she was like, oh, I heard you on Trixie and Katya. Like, I really like love that episode. I was like, oh, okay. See you later. Like, here's a drink. Get out of here.
That's so cool. It's amazing to like assist, you know, in people finding what they like on the internet. Because
they're using their platform for good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's sick. I mean, it did a lot of good to me.
it's so interesting because I find myself, you know, doom scrolling on social media, sort of weirdly looking at the same shit. Like, everyone's posting the same article or the same meme on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you feel like, sometimes you feel like, oh, well, I've seen it all on the internet. And it's just crazy. There's just so much out there. So when someone you like connects with another person and they go like, here, I love this person, and you get to discover someone new. I mean, I love that sort of like that aspect of it. And we get to do that all the time on the podcast. We get to like,
yeah, I was gonna say same with like Rainbow Spotlight and like the Tip Spot stuff. I've followed a lot of people from that.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. More people need to know about you.
I agree. You mentioned Nympha Wars.
Meatball
and I were talking about this. What, like, so Nympha Wars, you guys did what, 3 seasons?
We've done 2 seasons and like a mini series.
Okay, 2 seasons and mini series. We had you and Theta on Sloppy Seconds sort of kind of shortly before the pandemic.
Yeah,
it was
the live show happened, which was like one of the last live things I went to.
Yeah, I think as we were like coming back from that was like when stuff started like locking down.
Yeah. And so we talked, you know, that whole episode was a love letter about Nympha Wars and how obsessed we were with the podcast. What ended up happening? What's going on? What are you and Theta? Is there drama, or are you guys just finished?
No. You can't get with the drama. You're investigating like me.
We're in the middle of a lawsuit, so I can't really no, there's no drama. We just like the pandemic happened. We were like, you know, dealing with it in our like different way. It was like, you know, we're not going to worry about this right now.
Right.
And since then, it's just been like, you know, Theta's been in Portland a bit. I've been traveling. I've been busy. We've like tried to record via Zoom, and it's just like the timing isn't great because it's all about like timing and reading off of each other and stuff.
Drag us, that's fine. So, we've been doing 200 episodes. Or, you know, I'm just kidding.
But it's like we'll definitely do something at some point. But
you heard it here first. They'll definitely do something at some point, listeners.
And then Race Chaser will knock it off.
That was so fun. I loved that you asked me to do that. That was so fun.
I remember when Alaska approached me with that idea, we did this whole thing, and I was like, have you listened to InfoWars? Because they did something similar, and basically that's where we, why we not only threw in the like reference name checked in InfoWars, but then thought of having you do a quickie little Caitlin cameo. So,
and then when I went in to record it, I like opened it up, and the first thing I said to Alaska was, "You know, InfoWars did this already, right? Like, it's really cute that you referenced her in it because you're stealing." And she was like, "Yeah, it was a good listen. Like, it was so funny."
Oh my god.
Good idea.
Yeah, that was funny. I was like not really expecting Alaska to be that her impression was kind of brutal.
That's what I said, and then then Alaska and Jack, literally everyone involved, you know, Bob, like all the people involved were like, "Yeah, this is satire. This is biting wit. This is funny." And I was like,
"Yeah,
okay,
okay." Because, I was so, like, none of them ever want to work at World of Wonder again.
So many of the Rue girls like tiptoe around everything, right?
Yes, they're
so
all.
So I think it was more
it.
Surprising yeah. when it wasn't, you know, a tiptoe.
Because also, I think it was surprising because Alaska on the podcast is always the one that's like, "Oh, give them benefit of the doubt," you know, uh-huh. production. We don't know what's going on. And Willem's like, "Fuck it, burn the building down." so it was kind of just surprising to see Alaska kind of in that role a little bit. But it was so fun.
But I also feel like she maybe felt more free to be in that role because it was like scripted.
So
she,
a character.
She knew, and it was a character. She had a little bit
yeah,
more control.
She's like, I just booked the role. I auditioned and I can't, I don't have any control.
we're going to talk about a role that you do very well, but right after this
break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, we're back, and arguably, I would say, at least in my world, you are the most notable Caitlyn Jenner impressionist on the internet of all time anywhere. Like, who else does an impression of her?
Well, Trinity did it on Drag Race, sure. And I think Sharon did it.
I think you mean She Double by Night.
She Double by Night?
Oh, is that her Reddit name? Yeah. Is that her Reddit name? That's so funny.
And She Double by Night and Monet Exchange are hosting that Christmas tour. So I love that two queens of color are, you know, in charge.
Oh my god. Wait, I don't really know about the Trinity thing.
She just had a fake Reddit account. Well, allegedly had a fake Reddit account called She Double by Night, which was like a black trans woman who would just cape for Trinity all the time, stick up for her and talk shit about all the other girls. And finally someone
asked
her,
was like, "I'm a black trans woman."
Yes. And then someone was like, "Is this your Reddit?" And she was like, "Yes." And then she was like, "No." And then the Reddit got deleted immediately.
Oh fuck.
So all signs point to Trinity, but also she's a little old to be using Reddit. Anyway,
I saw that tour. They were very funny together, Monet and Trinity.
She Double.
They're both really funny.
Yeah, they're both fun ladies. So who else is a Caitlyn Jenner impersonator? You know, I ran into Caitlyn once.
Are you serious?
On a beach.
Each?
What?
Yes, what happened? Malibu, she was just recording herself with a selfie stick walking down the beach with her two dogs.
Did you get behind her and go, ah?
No, she recorded us and then her dog. She was like recording me and my friends because we were like fatties and speedos. And she was like talking to her selfie stick.
Chubbos.
And then chubbos. We were a bunch of beached whales. And then her dogs kind of harassed us and then ran over and harassed this group of people next to us. And then I heard her voice as she walked by, like yelling at the dogs to stop. And then I screamed, okay, we're going to have to edit this. I went, and then I went, oh my God, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That quick Fox? Sidebar, that reminds me of when I was in Alaska with my friend, actually. We were in this playground, and this woman comes in the playground. And, like, you know, I look like a lady, but I have a deep voice. So we were, like, on the playground, like, far away. And she's like, hey, girls, how's it going? And my friend's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. And she's like, is there a boy over there? What? Is there a boy over there on the playground? Well, what? I only see two of you. What's going on?
No.
And then that's... I was like, no, nothing over here. Sorry. Get your dog. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Do you feel like you have to, do you ever, like, code switch with your voice? Like, just, like, in day-to-day life?
A little bit, but, like, just, like, only if it's, like, I'm in line and I don't want to, like, deal with it.
Yeah.
But I can't really do it. I can't really, like, I'm like, hi. You know, it's,
you
like,
sound
it
like
sounds...
you're doing a sketch.
Yeah, it sounds weirder than if I... It sounds like I'm doing, like, a Jennifer Coolidge impression or something. But, yeah, it sounds weirder than if I just talk normal.
Wait, no, I really want to know. Who else does Caitlyn? I feel like you are the one.
Sharon Needles did it on the tour, but, like, those are the only two I know, Trinity and Sharon.
That's not a thing for me, because they were doing it for, like, a gig. You're, like, do it. You, like, have an Instagram. You, like, do it. I'm like... I wrote this on our notes. I'm like, call Bowen Yang and get on SNL. Like, they have people do cameo impressions all the time, and I think they would deal with so much like negative feedback if anyone but like a trans performer did Caitlyn. And your performance is so great. I'm like, you need to be on the Weekend Update.
But here's the thing.
Oh my God, no, Bowen has. No, Bowen has encouraged me to audition before, and I'm just like, that sounds so terrifying to be on SNL. Like,
offer only. They need to just, like, write you a little thing. You just sit there and talk to the camera. That's it. Not a cast member. Just do your Caitlyn on SNL. That's my campaign.
But also, what would they use her for? Because, like, once her mayoral candidacy thing goes away, it's like, she's just a crazy old
maybe
lady.
That's when I'll do it, is when she's just completely irrelevant. And it's like, no one's asking for a Caitlyn Jenner impersonation. I'll come in and be like, hey, guys, remember me?
You're like, my t-shirts, they have an L, a G, a B, a T.
Oh, my God. My room like a fucking... My room looks like a stock room, like a storage room, because I just have all of these shirts that I'm going to go to Willie Norris's studio to print them all.
What did the shirts say? Tell the people.
They say, okay, so I started this meme format because she she came out with a shirt, or I don't know if she came out with it or if she was just holding it, but it said, let's get Biden to quit, which is a ripoff of as someone who on Twitter who wrote, let's get, I forget what was happening. It was, let's get someone else to quit. And it's LGBTQ.
Oh, God.
So then I did one that said Lady Gaga, and it was like lazy and dumb, yikes, go away, go away. There was one that was Sweet Caroline that was like, I don't remember what it said, but it was an acrostic. And then a fan of the Caitlyn account they like, and I only remember their Instagram handle kind of vaguely, so I'm not going to butcher it, but they're tagged on the thing on Kate Update. They sent me one that was LGBTQ, and it's, oh my God, I don't even remember what it is. It's like, something gotta have a golf cart, 3 quarts of sour cream a day. It's like all the Caitlyn quotes are in the LGBTQ.
Right, right, right.
That's funny. Gotta have a golf cart.
Lady Gaga's bum knee, gotta have a golf cart, big heavy natural tits, transvaginal mesh, 3 quarts of sour cream a day.
Yeah.
So are you making those shirts?
Yes. We did a big pre-sale, and this batch is gonna ship probably next week.
We love a merch hustle. We do. Have you ever thought about doing Caitlyn live, or does it just feel like it lives as like an internet thing? I know you do the whole face thing, so it would be like a makeup job and like whatever, but like, could you do a show, like
that
a full
like
show?
That would be hard to sustain for like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh no, it's not hard to sustain. I can definitely like flip into it and like live there.
Just doing
I can like live there for sure. Like we've done InfoWars episodes where it's like I'm Caitlyn for like a 2 hours. I've done it. Caitlyn did like a brief pop up in the Nympha War show, the live show at the end.
Right.
And then I hosted a costume contest with Body Hack in New York. They're a party that like raises money for people's surgeries and stuff like that. I judged as Caitlyn with Chiquitita and from Are You the One as Caitlyn, and we judged a costume contest. But yeah, no, that'd be really fun to do like a Caitlyn cabaret.
You should.
Caitlyn cabaret. I mean.
Oh, there it is.
You just sold me on like, it. Call Joe's Pub. Let's get it popping.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, do it like Countess Luann style.
Yeah, I was about to say very Countess Luann.
Yeah.
Caitlyn sings the standards.
Oh, yeah. Like or Caitlyn just like redoes like Tom Jones' Reloaded album.
I'm so down. That sounds amazing.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. All right. Ooh.
I'm down.
Are you a holidays person? Do you like to celebrate Christmas and things?
I never think about it. I never think about it. When it's around, I'm like, this is nice. You know, but I'm not like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas.
I gotta tell you,
I always think Halloween is gonna be fun, and then Halloween is like quite a disappointment. But the
it's
other ones
a
are
disappointment.
Like,
I have not had right? a good Halloween in years. That's why I'd rather be on tour for Halloween than try to it's figure like out what the, to do.
Yeah, the trappings of Halloween are great, and like the themes and all that stuff. But yeah, it's the other ones are actually a little more enjoyable because they're just like about being chill and getting drunk.
I went and got acupuncture yesterday, and my acupuncturist has like very hip queer art on the walls, and like the interior design of the place is like extremely minimalistic, and it's all like an art fag with a little bit of money.
Ooh, and just a little.
You know, like the bookshelf
plants?
Is very
like. Are there
like,
plants?
What'd you say?
Are there plants?
No, it's like white walls. Everything is like really like minimalist, but then there's like some like huge foofy like couch, and like it's very like taste and aesthetic. And I hadn't been there in a month. I walked in yesterday. There was a Winter Wonderland, like miniature houses.
No!
On like layers of like he had built like layers of stacked boxes with like fake white snow, and like at least 20 of those Winter Wonderland houses. I looked up and he had like, you know, those like light machines you buy on Amazon that have like swirling stars. They were like stars. And then I walked towards the back, past the treatment room to the bathroom. There was an animatronic penguin, like,
how does
like
it make
moving.
You feel that that's what he spent? Like, that's how much excess money that he has.
Well, it wasn't.
He can decorate his little acupuncture office like that.
I make it sound like it's like decadent. It wasn't like insanely like lavish. It was just surprising. Now, what I will say is there was no red, white, like no red and green,
no red,
Santa
white, and blue
Claus. So it didn't feel like, it felt like still had an aesthetic like angle to it, like sort of like, okay, an elevated angle. But I was like, I do not. And then I went and I looked at one of them closely and I was like, oh, that's an interesting like winter wonderland house. And he was like, that one's actually a Halloween house, but I painted it to look like it was covered in snow because I liked the architecture.
Bag.
I was shocked. Bag. I was like, so surprised that, like, when people are really into Christmas, it kind of surprises me.
It's weird. And it's like, it can come from anywhere. It's like when people are secretly Disney people. I don't know if anyone here is, but like, you can't, there's no like telltale signs of like a Christmas person, you know?
You don't know it's coming. You never know.
Yeah. And then it only pops up for like a month and then it goes away.
Yeah.
Except for the Disney people. They'll go all year long.
Disney
just
people are year long.
Monthly pass, and I see them on there, and I'm like, "You went to Disney twice in 1 week? You drove your ass to Anaheim?
What if you love it and you got the days off, and you already paid for the annual pass?
I guess just my version pass of fun doesn't involve a million strangers.
I mean that's true. I'm gonna we're gonna go to a break real quick, but I want to say this before we do, I saw these videos on TikTok where this guy has a season pass to Six Flags, which includes like discount or free food. Like there's something with like, if you use your season pass, you also have access to this certain food area. And he was like, I live 5 minutes from the park. So I'm going to eat all my meals at Six Flags for a year or for like whatever.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds horrible.
Get all the money. And like, I saw him being like, okay, it's Tuesday. I got here 5 minutes before the park opened. I immediately beelined over here. I had a slice of pizza, a chicken breast, a this, and I'm putting this in my bag for lunch. And I'm going to leave. I'm like, that is a to eat theme park food.
That sounds like a nightmare.
That sounds like it would make me so sick.
Yeah,
he's going to have, like, really, like, lifelong bowel
issues. He's going to have IBS post this.
All right, well, speaking of
bowel
problems,
like, not only the food, but the, like, the roller coasters also.
Yeah, well, is he riding the rides, or is he
just
eating
going
and leaving?
To eat. He's
That's
just
such
going
a waste
to eat.
Of time.
Just food-based.
That's just
it's
such
just
a waste
food-based.
Of time. Just go to the, okay. You know what? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about sex stuff.
We're going to take a break on that one.
We're going to take a break on that one.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Bushwick was so fun this year. I was on a lot of drugs.
It was sick. It was sick.
And it felt great because it was like, oh, thank God we're out of the pandemic. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, everyone was just like, woo!
Spitting in each other's mouth.
Pretty much.
Yeah, literally. They're like, everyone's doing bumps off of each other's assholes.
That's
well,
where I
got so fucked up at Bushwick.
I got fucked up at Bushwick. Like, super fucked up. I think we ran
Mini
into each
Horowitz.
Other.
Yeah, we did. Mini Horowitz gave me a mushroom chocolate thing, and I it was when I ran into Bitch Puddin, and she was like, hey, I was like, hey, oh, like I just like could not keep it together. I was like,
did you talk to Azealia Banks?
No, because she was like very nervous about people's reaction to her at that thing.
Yeah, she must have read the comments.
I understand that people like, I mean, I don't stan Azealia Banks. I realize that she says a lot of, you know, objectionable things, but I will never not like her music. And I like defend her in being like, like she's allowed to be messy, you know?
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I think that she was just like, people were rightfully upset that she was there for certain reasons, because she was getting paid a lot and none of the performers were getting paid, really. Right. Where there was like a fucked up kind of like system of like, who got paid and who didn't. But she was incredible. She's always incredible.
And isn't, Meepo, weren't you talking about, like, oh, she's scared because of her stalker?
Her stalker, which was
crackhead Barney.
Crackhead Barney. We were all like, no idea that that's who she, like, cleared the dressing room for. Like, she didn't want her anywhere near her.
Yeah, everyone was like, who's this stalker that, like, Azealia's talking about? And it's just Crackhead Barney, who's, like, right by the stage.
Yes, right by the stage, records a video of her. But I remember, so I went down into the basement area to Bitch's dressing room, which was enormous, and one of the, I don't know, people working the event that wasn't associated with Bushwig, it was like a venue employee, was explaining to us about the stalker. And then she was like, and the stalker was like outside when she left, like just outside watching her get into her car leave. And I was like, who is it? And she pointed over and she was like, it was that girl covered in chalk. And I was like, oh,
no. You're like, oh, the girl who just performed? Like,
yeah, who was booked to perform.
The girl
there.
Who knows everyone and makes amazing videos on TikTok?
Yeah. She's so good.
Let's
She's
talk so about funny. Sex, eh?
It's now time for our favorite segment, Fuck Talk!
Macy, you be fucking?
You be up to the fucking?
Sometimes. Yeah, I just had a really weird thing where I, like, I've had a few guys who, got really, like, pushy and obsessed after we fuck, so I'm taking a little break right now, but, you know, I like to fuck.
That is, like, it's a weird thing. Have you ever found yourself sort of unknowingly becoming the pushy and obsessed person? Has that ever happened to
Unhinged?
You?
Oh, of course. Mostly when I was younger.
Yeah.
Mostly when I was younger, I think. Now I'm like, if someone ghosts me or is giving me signals that they're not interested in furthering our courtship, I'm fine with it. And I just accept it. And I'm like, you know, it's like they're totally like within their... it's, like, totally valid that they, like, you know, don't want to fuck again.
Right.
Yeah, no, I've definitely been that person, gotten upset, gotten in my feelings.
Because for me, I'm always, like, I'm trying to figure out... wait, I know. What did you just spritz on yourself?
What are you spritzing?
That was amazing. rose water.
I was like, is that rose water? Because it's so dry. Yeah, you need the moisture.
It's fucking dry as hell in this room.
I'm going to spritz, too.
Oh, okay. For me, it's like, sometimes I also freak out because I think to myself, is it... Do I actually... Now, what are you squirting on, Meeple?
Just, yeah, that looks gorgeous.
I don't know what it is.
Evian?
Quadali? Peri?
Quadali,
Quadida.
Quadali, Quadida.
Oh. You're like,
it's what water?
Schlieb?
Grape water. It soothes and moisturizes. Oh. Water for hydration.
It's just wine.
I'm spritzing myself with wine.
Wine!
See, now you're better than me at it. You're better vocalist.
Wait, I'm this jealous. Is what
I've been warming up
that.
Throughout the episode.
Don't you feel like sometimes the pressure, if someone ghosts you and then you find yourself like over messaging or whatever, is it really that you for me, sometimes the hookup wasn't even that great. I'm just surprised at how hot they are. Or like, it's more about some weird societal pressure where it's like, I want that person on my arm for everyone to see that person on my arm. Because sometimes the sex isn't even that great. And I'm like trying, like, maybe we could have better sex the second time. And then I find myself like being a psycho by over texting them. I'm like, this is crazy because it wasn't even that good. It's just like, it's some other force that's, you know, motivating me to do that. Am I alone in that?
What do you think? It's like, or it's like some, like every hookup is so kind of incompatible or like bad in some way that like when there's like an ounce of like something connection that you're like, that could be, you could be with me. Then it's like, you know, you feel like you have to like hold on to that and like, you know, my precious, that's like, I feel like how it happens for me most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Well,
same.
Not anymore, but
how long have you been in your relationship?
Well, this reminded me of like a long time ago. I was this when I used to live in New York, when I lived on the Lower East Side.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, I lived on the Lower East Side. I was talking to this guy on some app and then we hooked up and then he blocked me. But I thought we had a great time. We spent, like, we hooked up. We went out drinking. We went back to my apartment, hooked up again, like, hung out the next morning. And then he went home and blocked me. And so then I made multiple accounts to try to figure out why. And he was like, can you just stop messaging me? Like, I just don't see this going anywhere. And I was like, but we spent so long together. Like, we were best friends for 2 days. Like, I was crazy. I was also young and I didn't realize that that was not okay behavior.
It is weird when they just drop off, though, after everything seems totally fine. It's alarming, I get it.
But my behavior was weirder than theirs. So it's like, we can't justify that behavior.
I also feel like we all talk, I mean, not we all talk, but I definitely talk a big game about over communication. I'm like, if you're not feeling someone, just say, like, this isn't going to work out, so that they at least know, and there's a period on the sentence.
Yes.
I do want to read from you some screenshots that I received from a podcast listener who then hit me up on Scruff, who I then ghosted, and then they dragged me to filth. So,
So you never met up with this person, nothing happened.
Right. And I screenshotted these. So they sent me a picture of their dick. This is how it started. Send me a picture of their
beautiful
dick.
Beautiful cock.
Would love a BJ. That was the opening message from
okay
them.
That's a chop. You know,
I responded,
that's a surefire way to like not be taken seriously. Sorry.
Meanwhile, I respond, when?
That's where you made the first mistake. Not even
he
a
says
hot.
Now come to my place. Able to ? I say, not tonight. He responds, when?
Oh.
Couple days go by. I hit him back up and I say, hi. He says, hi, sorry, just seeing this. How are you? I didn't respond. 2 days later, he says, you available tomorrow? I didn't respond. He then says, hey, another dick pic. Need a good sucking. I finally respond and I say, where are you? Can you send me? And then I said, face picture? Because his profile has pictures, but the no face. My profile is my everything. He says he's in Glendale. He sends a body picture that includes his face, slightly obscured by the phone, far away from the mirror.
Bitch.
And he says,
stocky. This is a poltergeist.
Here.
I need a headshot.
He says, stocky here. Meanwhile, he's not. He's like thin and in good shape. I said, cool. He says, host or travel. I can host. And then he hits me with the, you chat and then disappear for a long time. I'm confused. I responded with, sorry, working.
Yeah.
Then he says, I understand. Are you around tomorrow or Saturday? Then another because I don't respond. Then here comes the fire. It's been like 3 days. Meanwhile, in my mind, after looking at this chat, this is like, girl, it's not happening. Like, we're just missing each other. It's not happening. There's barely sentences in the communication. here's where it goes. He goes, make sure you talk on your podcast about respecting others, etc., because you're a great example.
Okay.
So we lost a fan.
And I respond, oh, thanks. Because he said, you're a great example. So I said, oh, thanks, exclamation point. He responds, not a compliment, just proves the amount of bullshit. And I said, I'm confused. And he says, you keep ignoring messages, even though it's very simple to say you're busy, which is disrespectful. Oh. Then you and your buds talk about how gays should respect each other. Major bullshit. So don't talk about others being full of bullshit on your podcast, because you're the same. The minute someone shows interest in a chubby guy, he turns into a diva.
No.
I can't believe he just called you chubby, not fat. Like, why is he complimenting you?
I responded with, a diva? That seems like a stretch. And then he blocked me.
Yay!
Jesus Christ. But that's a nightmare. Okay.
Do you feel like you weren't respecting him?
No, I feel like Scruff is not texting. Being on an app feels like a game. At a certain point when you're on the app for so long,
we've all been
like horny on a Scruff, a Grindr, a Tinder, or whatever, and you just go like swipe, 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 or click, click, click.
You're
like
possessed and sucked into the phone.
Yes, exactly. And you go like, I don't even know. Like, I have like woofed at people and sent messages to people, and then they start engaging, and I like look back at their profile, and I'm like, oh, I'm not into this. Why did I even send them that message?
You were playing the game. You were a horny little phone monster.
Exactly. And so for me, I would understand disrespect if we had exchanged names, talked about scheduling, when are you available, when do you want to come over,
whatever.
Talked
about literally anything.
Yeah. He said, want to suck my dick today?
Need a good
suck. I said, when? Oh, and then we like missed each other and we both went offline. There wasn't even enough to have been disrespectful.
And if he was a true listener of this podcast, he knows that we don't schedule sex because it never works out. So being
It never fucking works out. A similar thing happened the last time I had an issue with this was this guy came over. It was like, oh, you want to come over right now? Great. Okay, we had sex. He was like, you know, I'd be into making this like a regular thing. I'm like, you know, we'll see. I'm like, you know, very busy. I get a text. I'm like shooting a music video the next week. And I start getting all these texts and he FaceTimes me. And my friend like answers the FaceTime because I'm like shooting the video and she's like back there. And he's like, I look at the text and he's like, I see that you're like still on Grindr. And I'm like, literally must have left the app open, like haven't hooked up with anyone since we talked or whatever. And I guess I missed like one of his text messages. Also, I'm one of those people with like 300 unopened text messages given point, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't look at my phone like that. But he's like basically like, oh, I know what you've been doing. You've been like hooking up with all these guys. I'm like, I didn't know we were fucking married, dude.
Right?
Like, what is going on right now? And he was like, don't be childish after I said that. And I was like, I'm literally just like, you sound insane. I'm not doing this. And then he said something about like, have fun spreading your viruses all over town.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, are you telling me that you gave me something? Like, what is going on? And he was like, if I was telling you that, I would have said it. And I was like, okay, I'm disengaging. I'm blocking you. Goodbye. And he did give me something. He gave me a fucking STI.
Oh my
God. And I never, it's the first STI I've ever had. And it was in my fucking new pussy. So fuck that guy. But it's all good now.
That guy.
That's fucked up. So he knew.
He knew.
He must have known.
He was like, I'm full of chlamydia.
And I'm
like,
give it to this beautiful lady.
Yeah, like, yeah, totally.
Girl.
Fucked.
These phone apps have ruined us.
Yeah, we can't have conversations normal anymore.
It's insane. And like, yeah, it's just like the expectations are psycho. The people, like, there's no way to like tell anyone's vibe. Like, you don't know like what, even if you have a good rapport on the phone, you can like totally not vibe in person. Like, it's totally just like broken. Yeah.
And we overstepped the like meeting in person to like check it out. Like, at this point, I don't know anybody who's using Grindr to meet up with people and then like go to a club. It's literally meet up for sex. It's like you're not trying to get to know them better.
No, all of them are like that too. Tinder is like that. Yeah. There's one that I like called Fields that is more like, if I get sick of like the like gruff men of Grindr, like they're too like sex focused, and I want a little more like romance, then I go to Field, which is like a like guys who like, I don't know, like juggle or like go to House of Yes or like do hacky sack or something. They're a little more like, I'm a sapiosexual, like I go to Burning, like that kind of vibe. And there, it's a lot of like bisexual, pansexual, sapiosexual guys.
Okay.
But yeah, all of them are the fucking same. They're all the same.
Oh my God.
Trash.
It's just, yeah, it's complete trash. And I feel like it's, that's why I feel like I don't really have new friends in the world. Like, I feel like
no,
everyone
that's on you.
That I'm.
No, don't blame it on the, don't blame that on the apps. That's on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should go down to your post office and say hello to Claudia, okay?
You want to make friends.
That's a friend.
Meet somebody.
That's a friend.
Meet somebody. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just feels wild, that thing of having a good rapport on Instagram or having a good rapport on Scruff, and then you meet up in real life and you're like, wait, we don't click at all.
Yes, at all. I feel like that happens all
in
the
fact,
time.
In fact, you suck and I'm scared. Like,
right.
You know.
It's so wild. Well, listen, Macy, we've made it to the end of the episode. We thank you so
thank
much,
you
for,
so much
being
for being
with us here on Sloppy Seconds.
Thank you. I love coming.
We do too. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody, tonight. Okay, so people can get you printed. Didn't you press vinyl on your album?
Yes, we have vinyl on accidentalpopstar.com, I think is the website, my label. And we have the Caitlyn shirts via the Kate Update Instagram. South by Southwest is March 18th, I think.
Ooh.
Me and Cheeky Tita are doing a cheek-to-cheek Gaga album thing where I will be playing Tony Bennett.
My God. Oh, no.
That's later this month.
Oh,
so
no.
Look out for that.
Oh, my God.
I think that's all that I'm plugging right now. Oh, and I have
and
a residency at Come On Everybody
Christmas.
For the first. Yeah, and I love Christmas. I'm obsessed with Christmas. Send me all the. I actually do love The Bitch Who Stole Christmas. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it, but I love that movie.
What were your highlights?
Well, first of all, RuPaul just being played by like a regular woman in her young age.
That was
amazing.
They
it was
even,
incredible.
They didn't even like put drag makeup on her.
No.
She was just
no,
like,
just also, regular woman in that same wig.
Why wasn't it Simone? Like, you gave everyone else a role. Like, Simone could have played young you.
No, I love that it was just like unknown actress, just like with RuPaul's voice. What else did I love? I loved the guy for some reason, the like love interest. He kept cracking me up when he walked in with the flowers upside down.
Yeah,
and his like wife in the clock tower.
Our whole
his
thing,
like dead wife.
What we kept saying,
I wanted
was,
to
like,
fuck that guy.
On paper, it was really, really campy, and obviously it was campy to look at. But they didn't shoot it like a Dumb and Dumber movie. Like it didn't look like it should have been like, what were those Leslie Nielsen films from back in the day? Naked
Top Gun.
Gun.
Naked
like
Gun.
Airplane. Oh,
Airplane.
Yeah, yeah,
Powers,
yeah.
Airplane. Naked Gun. Like it needed someone like that to direct it, because I think on paper it was meant to be really campy. They went into it thinking they were doing camp, like her taking notes on her typewriter inside of her purse.
Yeah.
But it's like it didn't. It kind of just looked like a Hallmark movie, and it should.
But do you think that they thought like, oh, these drag queens playing women is like camp enough?
Maybe, girl. Maybe straight people did everything outside of, you know, the World of Wonder stamp of approval in the writing.
Yeah, I think that they like they also, like, all of it is shot on green screen. Like,
yes.
So
that
probably limited
crazy?
It, too.
Oh, what about really at wild. The very end in the last scene, RuPaul's body double just turned backwards at the chair. And they're all, like, clapping and being, like, a happy. And then it would shoot to the wide shot, and it's just, like, RuPaul's wig on some random person.
I bet it was Raven.
Oh, my God.
They are the same color.
And then, you know, when that they made that lady hump pork chop in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Fully clothed.
No, I liked it. Just thrusting. I really liked it.
You would. What kind of mushroom edible did you eat while you were watching it? That's my bullshit. All right. If you're listening and you have not yet listened to Unbelievable Animals, go download, buy, Woo. Purchase, get the vinyl. Support Macy Rodman. You can find her at Macy Rodman, at Kate Update. Check out the gigs. Check out the shows. We thank you for being with us. Meatball, you want to take us
Thanks
out?
Thanks so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com or call with your fuck talk story to 213-536-9180. Our Instagrams are Big Dipper Jelly and Spiciest Meatball, and our Twitters are Big Dipper Jelly and Fat Drag Meatball. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Goodbye.
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 Doodle doo doo forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.